Put our intro on.
All right, I'm on.
Welcome to the Rod of Iron Podcast, Fundamental Baptist Breaking Down Discussions, Dogma, and Daily Events. I'm your host, Pastor Bruce Mejia, First Works Baptist Church, joined by the fundamentalists in our church for a special edition of the election today. And so we have Brother Hightov Macian, Brother Ray Flores, we have Brother Adam Kanzari, Marco Sanchez will not be in camera frame because he's handling the live stream right over there. So we're excited to be here tonight. Gentlemen, how are we doing?
Pretty good.
Let's go.
Are we excited or what?
A little bit.
I'm excited.
All right, did
I'm
you guys
excited
vote
for
already?
The tribulation.
Yep. Of course.
You excited for the tribulation?
I voted illegally 5 times.
Ready what for that third temple.
Are you one of the architects for the abomination of desolation or what?
I don't know. In Bible college.
Marcos is an accelerationist. He just watched it all to end.
Yeah, he's an accelerationist.
Yeah,
he
I send in checks every week too.
Yeah. I actually donate to Jared Kushner's campaign.
For 50 cents a day, you can support Israel.
hungry
Israeli child.
It's like hungry. He's just hungry for more
he's
money.
He's like, can we switch the silver hungry with the gold and the gold money. With the silver?
This podcast is taking a bad turn here.
It's already very anti-Semitic.
It's already getting pretty bad, and it's only we're not even a minute in. We're not even 60 seconds into the podcast. So we're doing a special edition of the election coverage. We're going to cover the election as much as we can. We're going to talk about different topics tonight, different subjects pertaining to the election and the president and Biden and Trump and everything that's going on. And really, if you think about it, tonight is going to be a pretty exciting night.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, who knows what's going to happen?
I'm excited.
I'm excited, too.
I'm really
excited. And not even vote.
Yeah.
I'm excited I didn't even vote. Hey, can you guys get off your phones?
It makes it better because no matter what happens, it's like, I don't care.
Yeah.
It's still funny to me.
Looking at you, Hike. Hike's still trying to figure out how to use
very
Spoon.
Very important, but...
Don't I'll download stop. The food app, Spoon.
Adam's mic is a bit low.
Is it? To hello?
His voice
no, he just doesn't low. Talk loud enough.
Yeah, you gotta talk loud enough, man.
Okay, I'll talk louder.
I think I could hear your headphones in...
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe you can mic. Turn yourself down here or something like that. Oh, switch the camera angles or something first, just because so not everyone's looking at. So what's going on, gentlemen? Let's talk about what's going on tonight. No, seriously, did anybody vote? Did you vote?
I would have voted.
You would have voted if you could, but you're Canadian.
Yes.
You really would have voted?
Yeah.
Why, just of course,
Kanye West.
Dude, he believes in vote. This guy believes in voting.
Do you listen to the same preaching we do?
Oh, yeah. Actually, I recently finished Pastor Jimenez's his series, like Mixing Religion and Politics. It was really good.
Did you get sad?
Did I get sad?
Yes.
I don't know. No, I didn't. But it was really good. He made a lot of good points.
Yeah, but you're sad because you can't
enough.
Vote, though, right?
I mean, I think it comes down to if you're, looking at it from...
Well, does Pastor Jimenez promote voting? I don't think he does.
No.
Complete opposite.
Complete opposite. So what does that have to do with what we're talking about?
Well, I was going to get into it.
Okay,
I was
going
to say that, I think it really matters more if you, it's really more of a decision between if you're, pragmatic or if you're principled. Because Pastor Jimenez used an example, if a wife was choosing her husband, for example... she would not look at the things the husband would promise her. She would look at, the character of the husband, mm-hmm. right? And how we should choose our leaders for their character and stuff like that. But I don't really see it that way because, a husband is somebody who you're stuck with forever. And it's very much like somebody you're going to have to live with and stuff like that. And when it comes to, choosing, a leader, if I were to vote for Donald Trump, I would be doing it like I'd be choosing somebody for a job. Like, say I needed to choose between two contractors. I would choose the contractor who'd do the job and who would do it for less money than the other guy, like Biden, who would do the same job. He'd do the same job, but on his way out, he'd, kill my dog or something. So, that's why
I'm glad vote. You
this
did
is
vote.
Why you would vote.
Yeah.
That's a poor reason. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, because it's not a contractor. Because
here's the thing. Okay, so...
Over a dog?
That kind of goes along with...
For example.
That kind of goes along with what a lot of old IFP people will say.
Mm-hmm.
they would often say, you know, when they hear our type of preaching or our opinions on this matter, they'll often say, well, we're not voting in a pastor to president. So are you, you know, obviously a pastor is a lofty position. You know what I mean? It's a spiritual position. It's an important position. It's an honorable position. But isn't also being the president of the United States? So are they saying that basically, you know, if we're voting in a president, it's okay if he's a whoremonger. It's okay if he committed fraud, or if it's okay that he, if he's perjured himself, or he's just a liar. It's the president. But isn't the president of the United States, isn't that a high office in land?
Yep, it's a ruler.
It's a ruler, right? So I see that a lot of old, and I'm not just saying this about you, though I am preaching to you. No, I'm just kidding. Is that, you know, a lot of old IFP, they'll say that we're not voting in a pastor, so we just got to pick the best candidate. But here's the thing, is like they often compare presidents to Old Testament kings. So they'll often cherry pick a lot of what they chose Old Testament kings for, or what the Old Testament kings did, like the exploits they did, from like Josiah, for example. But they want to leave out what the requirements was for those kings, you know what I mean?
Where they have to be of a good, upstanding, like moral
character. Yeah, well, they have to, exactly, above reproach.
Yeah.
They have to love the Lord, you know? And I had a conversation with someone about a week ago or something, and we were talking about that, and they were comparing Trump to Josiah. They're like, well, maybe, you know, Josiah, he kind of withheld the wrath of God from Israel because, you know, he basically legislated righteousness and all these things. And so they wanted to compare those two, but I told him, I said, yeah, but here's the thing, is that Josiah, like, loved the Lord. He found the word of God in the house of God. He got rid of the sodomites, for one.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's just like,
Trump
you don't
has sodomite rallies.
Yeah. Trump has sodomite supporters who are, like, 100% for him. And he even said that he would do more for the sodomites than Obama. So I think that argument has a lot of loopholes. And it falls apart because if you're really going to take it to that extent, you know, the president of the United States is a lofty position, you know, that a man who is above reproach should be able to take. And that's why I don't vote, because neither of these men love the Lord.
Because you give your stamp of approval on a man who's a whoremonger.
Yeah.
And greedy and covetous and everything.
So maybe it's a good thing you can't vote, Adam. No, I'm just kidding. Adam. I'm just kidding. Hey, you're free to have that opinion, though. You know what I mean? You're not the only one in our church who believes that. Mm. And there's other people who they believe in voting, and, you know, that's their prerogative. That's what they want to do, you know. But in my opinion, they're already elected.
What do you guys think about this? If you vote, you don't have the right to complain after.
I don't believe that's true, because when you're voting, you're not putting, like, I agree with 100% of what this candidate is doing. I think anybody's allowed to complain, and, complaining or, like, a lot of it can shift the direction of, like, policy that a leader makes a lot of the times. So, like, for example, when Trump in his early presidency, like, bombed Syria, there was a lot of negative feedback to that from his core.
Yeah.
And since then, he hasn't really done any more, like, military maneuvers in the Middle East from the U.S. Point of view. And that's actually a reason I really like kind of the foreign policy that Trump likes, because we aren't getting into any new wars. We're pulling out of wars. We're pulling, like, there's, like, rumors we're pulling out of Afghanistan, so there's, like, less innocent people being, like, bombed and murdered by us.
Yeah, if Trump remains president, he's definitely good for the country.
Yeah.
No one's going to deny that. He's obviously good for the country if he remains president. And in my opinion, if Biden wins, it's good for our church.
Wait, good for the economy? Right?
Yeah.
Good for, of course. In general.
Yeah, just in general. Like, if Biden wins, I would say he's good for our church, just because a bunch of conservative Republican Christians,
good for all churches,
will start waking up, because they're asleep at the wheel right now, because they're just really comfortable with having a Republican in the office, and they're just kind of free to roam and do whatever they want, and just, you know, they have their man in the highest office of the land. But if you have a liberal in the office, then they kind of become vigilant. Mm-hmm. And the reality is that our preaching will become very appealing to them, you know, because they'll be like, well,
let's go vote for Biden then.
that's Marcos's position. He's an accelerationist.
Forgive Ray and the other guys. They're contacting people on Spoon right now. Yeah. We're live on Spoon and on YouTube. But on Spoon, you can actually call in, so people can listen on Spoon and they can call in. Pastor Anderson's on here as well. Actually, he's listening in.
Trump's policies are obviously better.
Yeah.
I would actually say that in a lot of ways, Trump's policies are even better for soul winning. Because I know that's a lot. That's a big reason. You say California, specifically Los Angeles, is one of the best places to live for a Christian, just because soul winning is kind of like unparalleled compared to other big cities in the in the U.S. In a lot of ways, I think a Trump victory in that case would actually help that. It would obviously, it's a lot easier to soul win somebody who is in some ways like right wing than it is to soul win some like godless like atheist who supports abortion and all this stuff and is like kind of hardened to Christianity and stuff. But if people feel like they're living in a Christian country and they believe in Christian values, whether or not those be like legitimate, I feel like people are a lot more receptive to the gospel.
Right. Well, you know, America's greatest threat is God himself. That's true. And, you know, there's a lot of Christians out there who are losing it right now. They're freaking out.
Jack Treber.
Jack Treber being one of them.
The vibrato in that man's voice, like when he's been preaching the last couple of weeks.
Is he like crying?
Oh, yeah, dude. I'm telling you.
Well, he cries for every sermon he preaches. Is this that fake humility?
How does he do that?
That's like an old IFB thing.
He's an actor. He's an actor. He just turns on turns on the faucet and he just starts tearing up.
He just starts leaking.
It's so fake.
He thought he was going to be like a John MacArthur. Like, you know, we're going to have services and we're going to sue them or they're, you know, and then he ended up just like capitulating too. So just like, sorry, I didn't work for you, Jack.
Is John MacArthur also from California?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He is in California. I don't know if he's from California, but he is in California. Yeah. Santa Clarita, excuse me.
By Six Flags.
Yeah.
His church is in Sun Valley. It was right behind my house in North Hollywood.
Oh,
I've been there a few times.
Uh-huh.
I didn't know what I was doing.
Yeah.
In his church, there's Six Flags.
I'm sure there's more. What's going on? It collapsed.
Yeah, it collapsed.
Oh, hit collapse. Yeah. Why? What's with you and this? Hey, you stick to the mic.
Switch places.
Well, I'm trying to help him. He's not doing.
It looks
job.
Good. What's wrong with it?
Don't worry about it.
The map?
It's fine. It's good.
He's scared that Biden's going to win.
He's like, if Biden wins, I'm leaving to coming back to Canada. You know, all the liberals are saying the opposite. Like, if Trump wins, I'm going to Canada.
Yeah. Hell no. I'm not going back there.
Yeah. Yeah. That's good for you. Good for you.
I'm proud of you, Adam.
Thanks.
Someone said in the comment section, Mr. Adam said, laugh out loud. Oh, someone's calling. All right. Let me see if I can answer this right here.
Yeah. Renounce your Canadian citizenship.
Here we go. Young XO. Hello? Hello? Hello, you're live.
Hello, how are you doing?
Good, how are you?
Well, I'm over here in Kansas, Missouri.
All right.
And I voted for Trump in 2016 when he went against Clinton.
Uh-huh.
And the Clinton, she lost. Right.
Yeah.
And I'm very certain because the other night I heard in my dreams
What'd you hear, man?
I heard Trump talking to me.
Did you really?
I'm being serious, man. I'm not even lying to you, man. And I went to tell my parents and I saw my dad.
Okay, all right. He's a troll here. We got ourselves a troll here.
Does he think we like Trump? Probably.
He probably thinks we're a Trump supporter. Yeah. Sorry about that, folks.
We're not.
You eventually have wicked people here.
Now you got another call.
Oh, we got another call. Let's see here.
Maybe we should.
Nah,
Steve Fernandez. He's cool. Oh,
okay. Yeah,
we'll get Steve Fernandez
let's
here.
Let's take calls from people we know.
That's OT the Baptist.
All right, here we go. Sorry about that, folks.
Filed.
he was faking.
He sounded drunk or retarded. Or
all right, hello, you're live.
What's going on, guys? How's it going? Anything fancy to call?
Is this OT the Baptist?
This is OT the Baptist. What's good?
What's going on, man? Good to hear from you.
Hey, thanks. Yeah, shout out here. We got a lot of folks, a lot of supporters down here in San Diego. It's growing. Hey, just wanted to pick your brain on this thing. You know, I didn't vote or anything, but do you guys agree that a lot of Trump supporters, you know, feel they can express their internal racism because this guy is in office?
Do we think that a lot of Trump supporters can express their racist what?
Their internal racism now that he's in office.
I mean, I don't really have a dog in that fight. I don't really have an opinion about that.
I don't really see that much
racism. I don't either. And I'm Hispanic in L.A.
The most racist I see is, like, Black Lives Matter.
Yeah.
in my opinion, the most racist people, yeah, Ray's right, is Black Lives Matter. They're some of the most racist people I've ever seen.
Oh, most definitely. I agree.
Those people are wicked. And it's kind of stupid for them to claim that they're fighting against racism, it's ironic, should I say, that they're fighting against racism, but they're actually the ones who are the most racist against everyone else.
Sure, you know? Sure. No, I agree. I mean, I'm definitely not a supporter of.
But here's the thing: like, I don't think every Trump supporter is bad, though. Like, I have Trump supporters in my church. I know Trump supporters who are in, like, old IFB churches who are great people. I have family members who are Trump supporters. And for the most part, obviously you have some idiots out there and you know, some people who are just taking it too far. But for the most part, the people that I've run into who are Trump supporters, they're pretty solid people. And, you know, they have a right to, you know, love Trump or, you know, vote or think that this stuff works or whatever and buy into the right-left paradigm. I mean, I got one sitting next to me right now. No, I'm just kidding, Adam. I mess around with Adam a lot because I love this guy. He's a good guy. So I know he can take it. But what I'm saying is, you know, I don't think they're all bad, you know, and I'm sure there's people out there who are racist, but you know, you have people who following Biden who are racist too.
True. So you got Biden that's racist himself.
Biden is a racist himself. Racist.
He's way more racist than Trump, like himself.
Yeah, I just, you know, again, I wanted to pick your brain on all this because I don't know, it feels like, you know, a lot of these folks tend to want to express it, you know, a lot more now that he's in office. But yeah, I see both sides of it.
Is there an example of that?
Certainly have experienced it myself, you know, so. But thank you for elaborating on that.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I appreciate you uploading our content on your channels. I see them on TikTok and stuff. So I really appreciate you doing that, getting the word out.
Of course. Yeah, keep posting videos, man, so I can, you know, post them on TikTok. Appreciate
it. Absolutely. God bless you, brother. We'll see ya. Take care. Yeah, I mean,
is he Hispanic?
He's Hispanic.
Okay, yeah.
So, you know, I mean, obviously, there's racism on both sides. You know what I mean? But when it comes to like, I think what he was asking, like, is, you know, because Trump is in office, people feel a little more comfortable to be racist or something? Is that what he was saying?
He was saying that people are racist, but because Trump is in office, they're like they're actually showing that racism.
Yeah, which there could be some truth to that.
I don't know if that's exactly true.
I don't know.
Yeah, because I mean, I'm not.
I haven't experienced any racism against any from Trump people. I mean, like, the vast majority of the people that I see supporting Trump, believe it or not, are, like, Hispanics. That's what I've seen.
Yeah.
A lot of Hispanics support Trump.
Well, we got Florida up on the map there.
Florida. What's going on with Florida? You have, oh, man, yeah, it's primarily red. You got some pink areas.
So the panhandle, that little area on the top left, that's actually in a different time zone, so that'll be coming in, like, later altogether. Okay. But what they do is, like, what they did in 2000, they were like, oh, Florida went blue for, what was his name? Romney?
Oh, 2012. Romney.
Al Gore.
Oh, Al Gore. Yeah. Give me your money. Give me your money because of global warming. Al Gore. So that they were like, oh, Florida went blue. So then a bunch of people like that were in the panhandle like left the lines from voting.
Oh.
So that's why Bush only won by like 500 votes, but he still did win.
So you think he would have like won by more if that
Because it was like voter suppression. Because they try to like con people into leaving. Yeah, like, oh, it's already over. Don't worry about it.
Yeah. Well, a lot of, because we were just talking about like Hispanics and like racism and stuff. And in Florida, more Hispanics so far have voted for Trump.
Oh, Pastor Anderson.
Pastor Anderson.
Oh, let me answer the call from Pastor Anderson.
Sorry, Mark, you gotta wait.
Mark,
we got Pastor Anderson on the line real quick. Let's see what he has to say. Here we go. Where'd you go, Pastor Anderson? What's going on here? I think he hung up. Did he hang up? Maybe he called.
It was a prank call.
What's going on here?
I think he's gone now.
What?
Just call him like directly.
Yeah, I'm just going
to... Just call him on the phone.
I'm just going to call him.
Let's see. My fiancé just commented. He's Peter Theodore. She's responding to somebody. She said, Trump, during the final debate, I'm the least racist person in this room. Sus.
I think he butt-dialed me. I think he might have butt-dialed me.
No, he was calling on the app.
Yeah, I know.
Like, press like, the thing. How could he do that?
Oh, wait, there we go.
No, just text him and tell him to call back.
I'm answering him right now.
Yeah, but Yeah, but it's not going to... Then people on the app aren't going to be able to hear.
No, I'm saying on the app. That's why I'm answering.
Oh, okay.
Well, it's not going through for whatever reason. I don't know why. I don't know what's going on. But yeah, maybe figure that out there on my phone.
I don't see him out here.
He just came on again.
Oh, snaz, we're top three.
Get us to number one, man. Let's get to number one on Spoon.
Drop your whole
Let's
paycheck.
Take Spoon over.
Drop all your whole paycheck again,
I'm about to spend a whole paycheck. This is my tithe of the week.
Hey,
but yeah,
it's all good. So what were you saying?
I was saying that like
about racism, Hispanics.
Yeah, yeah. In Florida, yeah. A lot of the Hispanics that didn't vote for Trump in 2016 because they thought he was racist or stuff like that, especially like Puerto Ricans and like Mexicans, they came out like full force.
Yeah.
And in Miami-Dade, the county, which is like the biggest like county or whatever in Florida, there were like more Hispanics that voted for Trump than Biden this year.
Wow.
Yeah. So like the Mexicans and the Puerto Ricans.
Well, let's just be honest. Let's just be honest. The vast majority of the people who are voting for Biden are not voting for him because they like him.
What?
Because they don't like Trump.
Hello? Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
They vote for Biden because they hate Trump. I've literally heard like famous people say that.
Well, and no president has ever won an election because the other guy is really bad, or like let's vote this guy because the other guy.
Yeah.
Is bad. Nobody's ever won like that.
I do think we need to keep Biden around though, because that guy's a walking GIF, and he's so funny to listen to.
It's retarded, man. Recently, he got up to he was at a rally in Tampa Bay, Florida,
Hello?
And he said, "Hello, Minnesota."
Are you still trying to get Pastor Anderson online or what?
He says that he's there, but I don't think he's there. Turn off the volume. I don't even think he's on here on the app anymore.
He keeps popping up and then he like disappears or something. I don't know if there's like, well, answer someone else. Let's answer Brother Mark. Let's see if maybe it's just the app.
I don't think he's listening right now, Pastor Anderson, because he's not on the listeners list right now.
Oh, okay.
Hello?
Maybe he's voting Biden? No, I'm just kidding.
Accelerationism.
Yeah, it's, what is that?
100%, we got Mark.
All right, we got Mark on the line. What's 100%. Going on, Brother Mark?
I just finally got home from work and wanted to tune in on the live stream.
Did you vote?
Yeah. Hey, did you go vote?
Nah, he didn't get home from work. He voted.
Vote? Yes, I did. I vote Jesus.
Amen, brother.
I didn't see him on the
That's
ballot.
That's a good answer.
I didn't see him on the ballot.
You didn't see him on the ballot.
Hell would I vote for a bunch of reprobates?
Were you poll watching?
Well, good deal, Brother Mark.
Now, who do you guys think is going to win? Who's your guess?
Trump.
So, in my opinion, Trump is going to win. Just due to some predictions that I've made in the beginning of the year through the Book of Revelation. Make sure you watch that series, by the way. Specifically, Revelation chapter number 6. But if he doesn't win, I mean, it's not... I'm not going to cry about it. I don't really care.
No, exactly. Yeah. I just want to know what your guys' guess is, because my guess is Trump. I'm assuming Trump will win. But what about everybody else in the room?
I think both are going to claim a win.
We're going to have two presidents?
Ray thinks that basically both are going to claim that they won.
That's very likely.
So Biden is going to be like, you know, because he's senile, he's going to be like, I won! You know, I won the I'm a senator now. I'm a governor now.
Kamala won.
Kamala won, everybody. And then, you know, Trump's going to, he's going to say the same thing. But at the end of the day, probably Trump's going to win. But either way, you know, who cares, to be honest with you? I mean, it's.
Exactly. Either way, the nation is going to burn. I mean, it doesn't matter. Like,
we're going to lose, Mark, that's for sure.
Hold up. Mark's so doom and gloom.
I'm in this nation, bro. I'm not burning. What the heck?
Mark's very doom and gloom. All right, Mark.
I'm just real.
Amen. Thanks for calling in, brother. We'll see you Thursday.
Yeah.
So, so this week's gonna be crazy though.
Yeah,
you gotta admit that.
Yeah. It's just like it's exciting because we don't know what's gonna happen.
Yeah.
And one guy said in Revelation, Biden's a beast, bro. Biden ain't beast in no way.
Oh, dude.
Other than the fact that he's a reprobate, right? Yeah. See, I keep saying that Pastor Anderson's calling.
Yeah, but he's not even on the.
Okay, so maybe he's just.
It's a glitch, probably.
It's a glitch, yeah.
They're already rigging the Spoon app.
So they're rigging the Spoon app.
It's a glitch.
Anyways, we're not going to take some calls as of yet. We'll take some calls in just a little bit. Let's chat a little bit about some of the exciting things that are going to take place this week if Trump wins.
I think riots are going to go down.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's a bunch of stores and businesses that have already boarded up their windows.
What about, has anything boarded up in your city?
Nope. No. Montebello and El Monte is pretty cool.
Yeah, I work in Santa Monica and everything's boarded up.
Really?
Everything, yeah. Like, it's like post-apocalyptic almost. It's pretty crazy.
Wow. Yeah. Well, Brother Ulysses, who lives in El Monte, was telling me that basically they put some sort of post, I don't know, on social media, and they were just saying, hey, Monteros, everyone chill out, right? Make sure no one riots around here. They're not going to bring this stuff around here. And, in fact, even when BLM, you know, was doing their thing or whatever, El Monte was basically not allowing that over here.
Because you got Hispanics here. They're not going to stand for that.
It's like they don't care for that
it's
stuff.
It's like the roof.
Same thing with Montebello. Montebello is the same way.
Yeah.
It's like the roof Koreans. Like if
roof Koreans. Yeah, rooftop Koreans.
Yeah, if riots tried to mess them up, they're gonna light them up.
Yeah,
I think if when they riot, like it plays right into Trump's hand. Like the guy is smarter than them, and that's what he kind of wants. Like, so what's going on?
Yeah, because it kind of forces his hand.
It gives him the opportunity to like to move against these people.
Yep,
because it's an insurrection.
Yeah.
And that's what they're going to do. Like even if you know, like around the White House, they put up fences around it already for today. Like, they're ready for it. And they were saying earlier, in D.C., there's, like, Trump rallies and Biden rallies. Both theirs is like, it's going to pop off tonight.
Yeah, but the Biden rallies. Going to pop off. But the Biden rallies are, like, 10 people, and they're all,
and they're all 80. Social distancing.
Yeah, they're all, like, little college, like little sissy guys.
And then the Trump guys are, like, riding around in, like, convoys of 400 trucks.
With AR-15s.
Yeah. And they got, like, dummies of, like, Antifa on the hood of their car.
I don't think there are going to be any riots.
I think there's going to be.
You don't think there's going to be riots?
You're crazy. Dude, of course there is.
There was riots.
There was riots.
Are you kidding me?
Because they shot a guy who was coming who had a knife coming at the cops, and they shot him.
This was
they
last week in Pennsylvania.
That.
Yeah, there's definitely going to be rioting.
I think people are over it.
No. They were rioting last week in Pennsylvania. In
bro,
Philly, I think.
They got 400 years to complain about.
Bro, they just beat up that Armenian guy in Beverly
I'm sorry,
Hills.
That's the Jews. Hey, there's going to be riots, for sure. There's going to be riots. If Trump wins, for sure there's going to be
riots.
Yeah,
and the Earth is flat hike.
Yeah.
Dang, everyone's just getting on hike.
I mean, if they can find, they're like trying to find any reason to loot and riot and like, it's just at the drop of a hat.
Yeah, but I agree. They're going to, this is, yeah, that's what he wants.
Of course he does.
Because then he can just, he's like, all right, you forced me to discipline you. That's probably what he wants.
He's going to chastise them with the rod of iron.
Yep.
Podcast.
Whoa.
His rod of iron, though. Not Jesus' rod.
He is that head of gold. he has golden hair.
It's funny because it's like, it's all these weak people trying to start like a civil war that they're going to lose. Like, they have no way to win.
You got like, these, like...
Who do they have on their side that's strong? Like, nobody. Right. It's all a bunch of college kids, homos, trannies, feminists, and, like, everybody that's weak in the country.
Right.
And the other side is, like, all these... Everybody with the guns, all the veterans, the military. It's like, dude, it's like, Israel. So it's like, dude, who's on your side, bro? Like...
I know, look who's backing them up. Israel, the Jews?
I guess...
It's like they have China on their side, but it's the whole slave army. Slave armies don't win wars, bro.
Yep.
Especially if they're liberal arts, like vegan slave armies, like in Chaz or whatever.
Vegan slave armies?
That's what they are, bro.
So let's talk a little bit about, so we're talking about the election, talking about the riots that could potentially happen, the uprisings. And so right now, obviously, even, you know, coming up to this day, there's been a lot of censorship.
Yeah.
Right?
Big time. So they were saying that tonight only like 4 or 5 different media companies are allowed to announce the winner. Yeah. If anybody else does, they'll be thrown off of
what in the
media.
World?
Like locked. Blackballed?
Why?
Yeah.
They'll be shadow banned?
Oh, so why? I think it's like ABC, blue? NBC, Fox, and like CNN or something
but
like
why?
That.
Like the Big Five or whatever. I think it's
and like a couple more.
Associated Press,
probably.
Yeah, AP is reporting
a
lot of the numbers right now.
Because they probably just want to lie about the whole thing.
Well, I think what they're going to do is... Trump is actually,
and he also wants him to do that too.
Trump is actually going
to
win.
He wants him to do that because that's all his excuse to be like, "Look, like, can't happen."
Yep,
it's his way to take over.
Well, they're already doing it in I was looking at Virginia.
Look up; it's all 270. Donald Trump. You're like, "Whoa, he's taking over."
Yeah, what does it say right now? It's 131.
Do you know
Biden?
Do you know where Virginia is?
98. Donald Trump. What? Yeah, Virginia. To the right. 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 Right there.
There you go.
So Virginia is weird because they called it like what? Yeah, they called it over an hour ago.
But it was majority Trump.
Cameras,
it
was majority Trump, dude. Oh, so Trump was winning by like 56% to like 20-some%. And then they're like, oh, Virginia goes to Biden.
Yeah.
But it's like, dude, it's not even done yet. It's like not even close.
If you look at it, Trump's still winning. Do you see
He's
that?
He's still winning, but they called it for Biden.
It doesn't make any sense.
What in the world?
That's when I was listening to Alex Jones show on the way here. They were like, what the hell?
They're trying to take over them later. Fraud the whole thing.
They're just lying like that? Hey, so what's going to happen is, like, if they just continue to lie about that, let's say that they claim that Biden won, Trump's just going to be like, no.
He's still the president.
For that.
He's like, I don't think so. Yeah. You guys lied.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Yeah.
And he's just going to stay in office. And then he's going to get the third temple built. Because in my opinion, the reason Trump is even in power is for that very reason.
Yeah, that's why he's making big-time power moves in the Middle East.
Yeah.
Who could deny that?
In my opinion, he's like the major piece to the puzzle as far as, you know, helping to get the third temple built. What do you think?
Hey, who's the manager
on the
phone right now?
What do you think,
Ray? He's making big power moves. I think all those Abraham Accords, he's making weapons deals. He's making peace deals that when the Palestinians are denying their peace deal, their little treaty of where the land's going to be, that Kushner said months ago, he's like, it doesn't matter if they deny it because I already went and made the deal with all the Arab nations. And then now with these Abraham Accords, they're just putting it in black and white. They're just putting it in writing. And now showing, like, you know, he talked the talk and he obviously walked the walk because now he has it all in writing, and they're big nations now. Yeah. Started out with small nations, they're like, oh, well, they're not even at war with Israel. They're trying to play it down. They know what's going on.
What is it so far? It's like the UAE, Qatar.
It was already the UAE, Qatar. It was, man, what's that one nation? One of the nations is 100% backed by Saudi, and they already made it like a month or two ago. And people are like, if they did it, that's because Saudi did it.
Mm. Is it Bahrain?
Bahrain, yeah. Exactly. Yeah. You're a smart guy. And then now with the new ones that they're doing like last week or this week, it's like Saudi Arabia is part of that. And what's crazy is that on the other side, the UN has this arms ban against anybody who's in the UN selling any arms to Iran. Well, that ends in a couple months, and then they didn't renew it. So this is why Trump is like, we're going to pull out of the UN. Like, you're not going to renew the arms ban on Iran, and then China's like drawing up arms deals with Iran. So it's like, bro, the stage is being set for war. It's like, how could it be? It's like the Muslim nations are deciding, like the Muslim people are deciding, like, hey, we're okay with Israel taking over Jerusalem. And then others, like Iran, is like, no, we're not. And all kinds of people that live in those countries, it's just going to turn into a whole mess. Because, like, people in those nations that said, oh, we'll have peace with Israel, they're like, well, we don't want peace with Israel. Mm-hmm. But they live in the country.
Yeah.
So they're probably going to, like, leave the country and go to Iran.
Now, obviously, like, when we think of, like, end times, the major piece of the puzzle that we think of kicking off the end times or the tribulation would be the third temple being built.
Yep.
Right? But even then, like, even if the third temple is built, it doesn't necessarily mean that the tribulation is going to start.
No, it doesn't.
Because who knows how many years or it could be decades after the building of it. But that is a landmark, though.
Wars last long. So
yeah.
But, I mean,
you never know, obviously.
We don't know.
But we just know, like, if that happens, let's say he stays in power and he gets in, he's used to basically get that third temple built. That's a landmark, something that we know is very much an essential aspect of end times Bible prophecy.
Yeah.
Because that needs to be built in order for the Antichrist to take over.
Yeah, Kushner.
In order for Kushner. I knew you were going to say Kushner.
Kushner 2024.
Nah.
No, it's going to be Tucker Carlson 2024.
Already bought my hat. I'm just kidding.
The leaked hat.
Already bought my hat.
So,
it's just start, David.
What's the update?
Update. Missouri was called for Trump, and they Misery. Yeah, misery loves company, I guess. And they also called Alabama and Louisiana.
It's like a bunch of those states, it's like it's known where they're going to go.
But that's the thing.
The key states, those are the ones.
What's crazy about that,
right? Go to Missouri.
It's right beside Alabama, buddy.
They're saying Texas is in play.
Right there. There you go.
There you go.
I can't see that far, that's why.
Yeah.
That's Mississippi.
And I don't know my geographics.
Geographics?
I don't know my Missouri is north.
I don't know my geographics.
Yeah, you got to go up. Missouri's
I don't know my
north.
Graphics.
I don't know my geocentricity.
Back
up. But here's what I was saying.
What are you saying, Adam?
About like the locked-in states, like in the South. They were saying, like, Texas was a
Texas
swing.
Texas is in play. Yeah.
Yeah, and they're saying that like Georgia was in play, and that like South Carolina was in play. That's like That's really wishful thinking, I think, because it is actually the opposite. California is in play.
And North Carolina is in play.
It's Mississippi.
Keeps going back to Mississippi.
I know, bro. I know it's Mississippi.
Pennsylvania is where the state's
right
really
of Kansas. Kansas.
M-O. M-O. It says right beside Illinois, the
check
blue one.
Like some right there, right there.
You got it. There you
check
work.
The chat.
There you go.
I think there's some sodomite in there.
Make someone else like a, because we need someone that's alert. I'm going to make, I don't know if he's still on here.
Who?
Glad with Zeal, a manager on here on the YouTube thing.
No, because on the YouTube or Spoon?
YouTube.
Oh, no, but I'm talking about the Spoon.
I'm talking about this, too. Like,
is there someone on there causing trouble or something, or what?
No, just in case.
I think it's fine. Just leave it.
Yeah, causing trouble. It's fine. It's more traffic.
Yeah, let them fight.
But yeah, so Trump, Biden is in the lead for now, but that's just...
Biden is in the lead with 131?
Yeah, but that's just because they're calling, like, all the big states for him.
I could imagine Biden's asleep right
now.
Now,
is this, like...
he's just
This is electoral, though, right?
I can't wait to be a governor.
This is the electoral numbers, right?
Yeah. Okay. Those are the electoral votes. But those aren't actually... They're not actually locked in. They're projections, so it could change. But that's what they're projecting.
I can't wait to be a governor.
Can't wait to be a senator. I've been a senator for 700 years.
This one's not even dude. What about California? What's going on in California?
California hasn't closed yet.
This podcast is going
on
just
like yeah. This the only thing that's going on in this in California is the podcast.
Yeah.
That thing is going red.
People
mark
are afraid
words.
To go out to vote. So
mark my words, it's going red.
If it doesn't, yeah. You're
it's actually
going to
go red with fire.
Red is fire.
One way or another, it's going to be red.
A block, Stevani Adora Wolf.
Get out of here, fag.
Oh, yeah, you're out.
Don't spread.
Disgusting. See you, sucker.
That guy, too, an anti-hero, he has like a perverse like
picture on there?
Yeah.
Just block toss him too. Out. Toss these sodomites out. You ain't welcome. Yeah, so... I mean, California's not even going to be there on there until like midnight or something, right?
They're going to start counting it because they've already counted a lot of the mail-in ballots, and they were saying that the mail-in ballots were leading Republicans. So, yeah. And then I got my buddy up in like Central California who voted 5 times for Trump. So
5 times?
Yeah, 5 times.
How does that?
He just went to different polling places. He voted 5 times for Trump. He's a pretty cool guy.
He just exposed them or what?
I mean, I didn't
see he's like tells his name where he lives. Yeah, there,
his address.
Like, bro,
go pay him a visit.
So you know, Adam's not from the hood. He's just like, he's like blurting out everything about the guy.
He's just
snitching where I come from. Even if he hadn't even done it yet.
A bunch of Mexicans are already doing that anyway. Voting for Biden. So he's just evening out the odds. That's all he's doing. He's just making it more fair.
Yeah.
I mean, I think I could have if I wanted to because. Like, I saw, like, the polling place near my house. If I wanted to, I could have just...
You're serious about that?
Yeah, a lot of...
Yeah, like, Adam... Are you kidding me? Adam would vote if he could. Adam does not... Don't you remember the whole conversation we had that one evening? Where he was just, like, for voting and stuff and all that?
No. I don't think he was there.
You were there.
It was Jacob.
No, but he was there, too.
Mm. I probably wasn't paying attention.
Yeah. Obviously, you were not paying attention. Yeah, Adam's 100% for voting, man.
Not all the time.
Just when it comes to the president of the United
Just
States.
Just when it comes to Trump.
Hold on. He's with the Jews, though. Adam.
I mean,
wake up.
I know, man.
Just accelerationism.
Explain yourself.
I explained myself at the beginning of the stream, bro. Pay attention.
I wasn't paying attention.
Oh, Trump's on here.
Oh, we got Trump
Donald
on
J.
Spoon.
Trump calling in. He's calling in.
Biden is an old... Is old, he can't comprehend my power. Oh, snap.
That's true.
What I've been saying.
I've got, he's got your stamina. He's
Trump, call stamina. In. Call
That's
in, Trump.
The beauty of it.
Biden has no stamina. Man.
Yeah, call in, Trump will pick up.
Say, how's
Trump
it going?
Tell Trump
how's
to call in.
Emp Atheist. Hello, Pastor. Emp Atheist said hello.
This ain't a debate.
It's great. Biden has no stamina. I have the best stamina that God has gifted me in the whole world.
Who says that?
Oh, EMP Atheist? That's
Isn't
that
guy,
the
guy you
that's
talk
the guy
to?
I was talking to, and he thought he was going to, like...
He thought he was going to smash you on Spoon or something?
Yeah, and he got worked.
Isn't that the guy who basically was like, I'm going to have fun with you?
Yeah, he just recovered, I think.
What the hell does that mean? Do I want to know?
What do you mean?
What?
He destroyed him.
Oh, okay.
He
called into Spoon.
270. No, I'm just kidding.
Whoa!
No.
Trump wins Greenland.
Trump wins the world. What in the world?
Actually, his son tweeted out like an electoral map of like the whole world.
Biden's gay. Like
it's foreshadowing.
Hey, Biden like would like say that up there. He's just like talking around. He was like, yeah.
Gay. Biden's gay.
Yeah, yeah. He just he says that. He's like, Biden's gay.
Trump wins the NWO. Right,
so let's talk about this. Let's put out a hypothetical scenario here. Let's say Biden wins.
Ooh, fun.
That would be good.
All right. So what would happen? First of all, let's talk about the nation. What would happen to the nation if Biden won?
Joe Biden's on here too.
Like if he wins and then he actually takes the presidency and then Donald Trump steps down and he actually becomes the president.
Let's say hypothetically wins. Let's say he actually wins.
Oh, he actually becomes the president?
He's going to wake up Friday morning. God. Like he's going to sleep in for the first 2 days.
I wasn't expecting this.
50 cents going to become 20 cents. That's the first thing that's going to happen.
I don't want to be 20 cents. Well, actually, I think Biden would probably lead for like a year, and then he would step down for Kamala, or he would be incapacitated in some way. And then Kamala would be.
He would get the coronavirus, die, and then Kamala would take over.
Yeah. Hopefully, some American, since they call themselves American, will live up to the name and shoot him.
Yeah, some. Well, hold on. Let's not say.
What the world?
Whoa.
Hopefully, will live up to the name.
Ray is Fed posting.
Yeah, we don't support these views.
He's like, I got a stack of money.
No.
Any assassins out there, call me.
Shut up. That's not. We're not promoting that, right?
I'm not promoting. I'm saying, but let's see.
So let's say, hypothetically speaking, No.
Hypothetically.
Let's say he becomes president. What happens to the nation?
It'll become so polarized. It won't remain a nation.
It won't. Yeah, I think.
What does that mean?
It'll be a civil war.
What does that mean?
It'll be secession.
Yeah. I don't think it'll be secession. I think it'll just be more like guerrilla.
Guerrilla
fighting, like all the big cities, especially
it'll
like.
Be bad.
You know the stuff that happened in Kenosha with, what's that kid's name?
Yeah. So, like, what BLM's doing, the other side will start doing, and they actually have guns.
Yeah.
That's what's going to happen.
Democrats have guns?
No,
man. You don't pay attention.
I didn't hear.
I know you did. Obviously, you did.
I did not hear.
He's all, we're doing a podcast?
Who has guns?
He's all, are we live right now? He's saying that if he becomes president, basically the Republicans will be like the conservative version of BLM. But the only difference is that they have guns.
Well, I think it'll be a repeat of what happened in
Portland. When I say conservative version of BLM, I don't mean like what the same ideologies. I'm talking about their uprising and all that.
Well, we saw a little bit of that during like the Chaz stuff in Portland.
Yeah.
Where you had all these rural like MAGA army guys come in. In rural Oregon, and they just like wipe the floor with like all like the Antifa people and all the BLM people in Portland. So like I expect to see if Biden were to win, you should expect to see a lot of that in all the big cities.
Yeah. So what do you think? So if that's what it means for the nation, what would the nation be within the next 4 years if Biden is the president? Or will they even be?
I don't take the view of Ray where he's like the whole nation's going to collapse just because Biden wins.
No, I don't think the whole nation will collapse, but I think. I think
it'll just like it'll start getting a lot worse a lot faster. It's like the same stuff that's been happening like with 4 years of Trump, but just like 2 times speed, and we're gonna like dark.
Just
towards.
Like more rioting or
no, like more like social, all this like progressivism and like fag stuff and abortion.
I don't know
like
if that's gonna be abortion. Accelerated any more than it already is.
It is, dude. It has a lot of.
I think the country's at a point to where there's no way like it just like stuff like that happens anymore. Like. Just because America's been peaceful for so long doesn't mean it will remain like this. Like, just because you live here and it's been peaceful, like, you think, oh, that could never happen. But around the world, stuff's like this, I can't remember the name of the nation right now, but this.
Poland?
They elected a new, like, president, and it was, like, corrupt. So the people just, like, uprised. They raided, like, the White House. They had locked up.
Is that Nigeria?
The incoming president had locked up the old president. And they went, broke him out of jail, released him from jail,
sounds
put
like
him
Brazil.
Back in power. Like, and this isn't even a, like a third world country; it's like a second rate world country. Like, and they're like, dude, it's going down, bro.
Where
the whole world is just like on edge right now.
Yeah,
like, if you pay like attention, Africa? It's just like
what
it's, like,
was this
so
that again?
It's like Belarus. Or
Belarus.
Yeah. Oh, Belarus. That place.
Belarus.
Yeah, because I remember I heard about that.
Well, what happens? Like, crazy. Certain things happen, and then once it's like once that Jenga just, once you pull out the wrong piece, then it just all comes crumbling down. And then it's just like,
you know,
never
what's weird is like,
stops.
Like, America kind of prides itself in having like a controlled
stability.
Election.
Yeah.
Stability. Like, you know, someone wins,
or
it's just like, okay.
Or something like that.
Yeah, we're civil. Yeah. It's like, someone wins, it's like, okay, you won rightfully. We back off. Other countries are the ones that like
yeah.
go crazy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Riots and all these things. And then like America's become like that.
Yeah, that's true.
Funded by the Chinese.
It's gotten really, really polarized.
It's funded by foreign nations.
But it seems more controlled, like they wanted it to happen.
Yeah, it's funded
it's
by,
like
foreign,
old,
by foreign nations.
It was like the perfect storm for this to happen.
I mean, I think there's so many factors. There's so many factors in play. I don't think you can like plan like thousands of like BLM rioters to go out and loot, whether or not you think they're getting paid or whatever. There has to be some like incentive behind that.
No, they're not paid. Certain people are paid to
yeah,
start.
Yeah, that's what I'm
and
saying.
Then,
dude,
just
tell
just
them
join
they're
in.
That's what
get
I'm saying.
Free
yeah, exactly.
Gucci bags and there you go.
Well, it's not just that. It's not just like looting. It's like the stuff that happened in Chaz where they like set up their own country.
Yeah.
This is like communist like MO. Like this happened like 200 years ago.
This is Cold War
in Paris.
Yeah.
Like in Paris where they set up like a communist commune in Paris, the city. And it lasted for, like, I don't know, like 90 days
yeah.
or a year or something until the government came and raided it.
Yeah, like, these are the type of things that happen in right before war happens.
Yeah.
Like other countries, like, the opposing country starts funding uprisings in the other country.
Instability.
On both sides, like, yeah, destabilizing their area.
It's basically what the U.S. did in South America.
Yeah.
Like, the whole Cold
yeah,
War. A
exactly.
lot of that is happening
in America
now.
Funded by China.
Yeah. You have, like, all these, like, militia groups and all this stuff. I don't know if it's just China. I think there's a lot of interest in it, but...
Yeah. We're number one on Spoon. We are number one on Spoon.
Yep.
That's good. It's always good to climb the charts on Spoon so more people can hear the message.
What if Trump wins? What's going to happen with...
Well, we're not done yet. I'm not done with my previous question. So that's for the nation, but what if Biden wins, what does that mean for churches?
Very good for churches.
Why is that?
Because I think a lot of old IFB churches right now are kind of gagging themselves because they can't preach hard on like... faggotry and sodomy and all this stuff because they're all out for Trump and like
and he's for
they'd be hypocrites
if
they were doing
Biden wins all these homos are gonna get more brazen and you think the old IFB is gonna preach
what he's saying is that like because they're in support of Trump is for sodomites it makes them look hypocritical if they preach against sodomites but now when they have their enemy a liberal you know, Democrat in the office, it's like that will it basically embolden them to actually take the right stance.
It's like, imagine, remember Christians during the...
I don't know enough of like, the old IFB to make that...
Well, not just old IFB.
What do you
well, I just think Christianity in general.
Evangelicals
I mean,
in general.
Obviously, we're speaking about Independent Fundamental Baptists, but just, yeah, Christianity, Christians in general in the United States.
Especially.
They, you know, the vast majority of them obviously are conservative and Republican and whatnot. But right now, they're kind of just... happy that the government is just kind of the one who's giving them their freedoms to be conservative and be Christian and all these things. But the problem is that because they have Trump in office and Trump is for homos,
they're complacent.
They're kind of complacent, so they're just like, okay, well, maybe we won't preach against the homos that much and we won't take a stance because the guy that we voted in is kind of like
life's
for that.
Good. Life's good.
Yeah, life's yeah. good. So it's like they're basically just kind of kicking up their feet and just hanging
they're
out.
They're choosing their battles.
But like,
no, they're not even choosing their battles. They're just kind of like
they're
relaxing.
Sitting they're sitting out.
So, whereas if Biden becomes president, then at that point, they become vigilant.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
They'll start waking up. And now they're like, well, we have no hope because we don't got a Republican president. So, let's just go out with guns blazing.
Their eyes have to be set on more so on Christ than the
yeah.
White House. And this was kind of the same attitude like when Obama was president. Like, they were, I think, evangelicals were a lot more hardcore when Obama was president than when Trump was
oh,
elected.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, and they liked our type of preaching back
yeah,
then.
Yeah,
you know
that's when Pastor Anderson started out, even
right
around like 2008, 2006. All that
you
stuff.
Know, more people start waking up, so it's a win-win for us. Obviously,
okay,
yeah.
It's a win-win for us because I mean I think our church is going to grow no matter what. It's growing already, but it's going to grow no matter what. I'm just saying, like it'll grow a lot
mm-hmm.
if Biden becomes president.
Yeah, whatever happens, it
because people good. Will begin to freak out, and then our type of preaching is like, well, these guys actually, you know, that's actually appealing to us what they're saying. You know,
and just Christians in general, not even just leaders, like Christian leaders, people will just be more like Christians are always more on fire when they're being persecuted.
Yep.
And it's good for like in a kind of roundabout way. It is
when they're afflicted, they multiply
yeah,
kind
exactly,
of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's always good to go through tribulation, through trials, through difficulties and persecutions. What's going on, Marcos? Why are you laughing?
No, I was just thinking because like, he's like saying like, most of the time Christians are more on fire. I'm like, there's more than two ways.
What? Like, on fire. Did this guy just go Biden on us right now?
It's a dark joke. I think it's a dark joke.
I think he's saying Biden's going to set Christians on fire.
Yeah. Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah.
I get it. He's going to feed us to like...
Who's Jason? Is that Jason Forrester?
Yeah, I think so.
From our church? Yeah,
call in, right, Jason. No, I'm
answering.
Jason Forrester, 1808.
Yeah, I like Brother Jason. He's cool. Is he calling? Brother Jason's from our church. Hello. Let's see if he answers. Hello?
Yo.
Is this Jason from our church?
Yeah.
All right, you're live on YouTube and on Spoon, so watch your mouth. Just kidding.
If, are you sure it's the right
if
Jason?
If Biden wins the election, the entire country will become like Delaware.
Delaware. Hey, are you saying that because Biden's from Delaware?
He ran the place.
Hey, Jason's awesome.
That's good for Jason. Jason's from Delaware.
Yeah, he knows. What's that?
Cali's going red, right?
Yeah,
California. Red. Apparently, from what I've heard, is going red.
Yeah,
is that
right.
correct?
Yeah.
It's happening. It's a red wave.
That's Adam's speculation there. He claims that it's going red. It'll be red within the next 4 years.
Red like the Canadian flag or what?
California will be red like the Canadian flag.
Something like that.
Yeah. That's good. Amen. What's going on, Brother Jason? Did you go vote?
No.
Why not? You don't believe in voting or what?
Nah, I don't. I mean, Trump was on Epstein's plane, man.
He said Trump was on Epstein's plane. Yeah, Trump was on Epstein's.
On the flight logs.
No, he isn't. That's
because they because they took him off.
Yeah, possibly.
Yeah, there's the thing called an eraser.
Is he still alive?
Who?
Epstein?
Ron Paul.
Is Ron Paul still alive?
He had a stroke. Recently.
He had a stroke on live.
Yeah, but he's fine now, though, right?
He's old, though. Yeah. Old.
He's a warrior.
Well, thanks for calling in, Jason. All right, man. We'll see you Thursday. The Brashes are watching.
Alex Brash.
Yeah. Alex Brash and Eric Brash. All right, man. See you later.
The whole country is going to be like Delaware. Delaware is the most messed up state in the country. Everybody there has cancer, and they're getting murdered.
Something in the water?
Yeah, well, DuPont runs the entire... Have you guys heard of DuPont?
No,
yeah.
Tell us about it.
Chemical company?
Yeah, it's a chemical company. And they dump all the chemicals in, like, the Delaware River.
There you go.
So everybody in Delaware has the highest rate of cancer in the country. And it's also, like, the murder capital, like, state of the country as well.
So a lot of people die there.
A lot of people die, and everybody has cancer, and it's horrible.
When he said the whole country is going to be like Delaware, a lot of people are going to die.
He's saying a lot of people are going to die.
It's not going to be fun.
Wow.
Yeah. He's from Delaware, and he...
Jason just prophesied evil against the whole country.
It is a messed up state.
Oh, sounds man. Like... Hey, Snoop Dogg's on here.
The real Snoop Dogg?
Ah, we don't want him.
Isn't it Snoop Lion now?
Snoop Dogg is on the chat.
Snoop crying. He's all crying over Trump. He posted.
He hates Trump.
They had Lil
Trump.
Pump.
I saw that. Lil Pump was like supporting Trump.
Yeah, but Trump called him Lil Pimp. And then he came up. It was so funny, bro.
Did he make a mistake or
did
he want to call
him? And it's just like his head above the podium. He's like, thanks, President Trump. Funny,
that
bro.
Was in Michigan, too, in like the whitest area.
I hate
in Michigan.
That guy.
He's all,
Lil Pump is so wicked.
Is he?
Yeah, that guy recently he came out like wearing like high heels and stuff like that.
What?
That guy's a
Lil Pump?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Are you I very just know sure. Lil Wayne. That's the only Lil
I know. Oh, he's supporting Trump as well. Yeah.
Yeah. He's like
50 Cent is supporting Trump. Yeah. Lil Pump supporting Trump.
Well, here's
Lil
what
Wayne
happened.
Is supporting Trump.
What happened was Trump challenged all these.
Tell you something.
Challenged all these rappers to make a rap song about him, and they all started making rap songs about him. Now they all like him.
Tech N9ne made a song about him.
Yeah,
really?
Exactly. Yeah.
It's called the Red Kingdom.
Yeah, that was Lil Pump. You're right.
He was wearing Lil Pumps?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was wearing big pumps.
The guy's a transgender, bro. He's a crossdresser.
That's nasty.
Disgusting little crossdresser. Filthy, man.
Maybe Trump brought him up so he can put him to death in front of everybody.
Well, I mean, Bruce Jenner, right, is for Trump too, right?
No.
Trannies for Trump.
Trannies for Trump. That's nasty, dude.
Yeah, I'm telling
that,
you.
I hope that.
That's the.
Hey,
your boy.
That's your boy. We're live.
Wait, what?
Huh? He gets a little carried. Adam gets a little carried away sometimes. What did I say? So we got. Oh, Cladwell Zeal's calling. All right, let's answer Cladwell Zeal. This is brother Milan Knezovich.
Tom QN.
Knezovich.
QN.
Knezovich. This guy is so cued out right now. I don't even. I'm just gonna hang up on him. Actually,
if he's is he the real Cladwell Zeal?
Oh, what happened? Here we go. Hello,
Cladwell Zeal.
Okay. Hello.
Can you guys hear me?
Brother Milan, how's it going, brother?
He's our phones are tapped.
Do you guys can hear me okay?
Yes, we can hear you.
Awesome. I was at the check. I had a question for you guys. What do you think do you think we're going to get results tonight, or do you think it's going to take a couple days? Do you think there's going to be issues along the way?
Yeah, I think there's going to be issues up until Friday. You know?
Yeah, I think the same thing. I think that there's going to be some sort of, they're going to, contest the results, whether it goes either way.
Both ways, yeah.
Just kind of from what I've observed and kind of read some articles that they're kind of already telling that story before it even happens, so.
Yeah.
But.
Going to go to the court.
They're trying to prevent the inevitable.
Go to the Supreme Court.
Right, right.
It's going to be a crazy week, but it's going to be a crazy month, too. I think this is going to go on for a while.
Go out with a bang this year.
Yeah, 2020 is going to go out. It's going to be, major
literally,
bang.
Literally.
Like, it's going to be like the Disneyland fireworks.
Are you still planning that Belize trip next year?
Yeah, the goal is to have the Belize trip, the missions trip in March. So if all goes well and they start becoming a little lenient with this coronavirus stuff, then for sure I think we should planning to go over there. That's my plan. Awesome. I'm planning to go because we still got a lot of work to do over there.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah, this is my first time using spoons, so I'm trying to figure it all out.
Yeah, how are you enjoying Faithful Word Baptist Church?
Yeah, it's awesome over there. I got some friends along the way and stuff. Everyone was really welcoming, so it was a good transition. We enjoyed over here.
Yeah, yeah, amen.
Good transition.
Yeah, I know you're heading up a soul winning spot too, right? Aren't you like a leader over a soul winning spot or something like that?
Yeah, it literally. So I was going with a guy named Matthew in that area because I told him it's a little bit easier for me to drive rather than getting all the way up to some of the regional soul winning times.
Right.
So basically, I had somebody that kind of helped me kick it off. So he had been there. We've been there maybe 3 or 4 times since we've moved in, and then I basically said because he was doing a lot of stuff during the week, and I had a schedule open for Saturday, so I basically just asked Pastor Anderson if I could start something for the west side. Because we're pretty deep in, we're pretty deep in Goodyear, so it takes me some time to get to, the Phoenix area. So, it works out pretty good.
Awesome.
Hey, man.
We miss you, bro.
Yeah, we miss you, man. Good.
Yeah,
good to hear your voice.
I wish I could jump in there live, but
you're actually live right now.
You're on YouTube live.
Ready for
it's been live.
Ask him if he's ready for the 10 days of darkness.
Marcos is asking if you're ready for the 10 days of darkness, whatever that means. It's some QAnon probably thing, huh?
I was kind
of. Oh,
upset.
Man.
he knows exactly.
No, we're not going into that.
I just triggered him.
Just triggered him right now.
that was his trigger
was
words.
So much hype
people are trying to report us. The spoon.
Yeah, it's a nothing
kick
burger.
Kick them off.
Kick who off?
I was,
people that
I
are trying to report us
is
a spoon.
They're trying to report us. On Spoon?
Spoon doesn't have any admins, don't worry.
Who's this? Who's this? Alex Babe? Spoon team is warning you?
What does it say there?
Kick her off.
Who?
Oh, yeah.
It says Alex Babe at M or something like that.
Yeah,
50 Cent is on here, too.
50 Cent! Call in.
All right, brother. Well, we'll talk to you later. All right, thanks for calling in.
I got a special message for you.
I'm about to be 100 cent.
Yeah. This one guy said that. Oh, that God said, "Don't judge." Actually, in 1 Corinthians 2:15, it says, "He that is spiritual judgeth all things."
Yep.
So, I mean, how do you square that?
Get
one
off
away?
The chat.
Who said this? Who said that? So many blinded
this,
Christians.
Spoon team is
Jay
trying to. Miss Janelle just said that the spoon team is trying to censor us.
Well, I see it, bro.
Who
is it? Is it? Are they really trying to censor? Or is that just someone claiming to be Spoon trying to censor?
No, it's the spoon. No, it's not.
How are they trying to censor us, though?
It was Spoon. Spoon team. Spoon does not allow any form of bullying or hate speech.
Wait, where's that?
We're bullying Biden.
Scroll
that's
up a little bit.
We're not bullying anybody.
We're bullying Joe Biden.
It's because people are coming in here and saying that. Are you Christian? Well, it's people in the chat mostly.
Maybe it's because we dropped.
Look at Arizona. Arizona's like
Hey, so if you're in the chat,
can you actually zoom out?
Hey, Arizona's blued out.
Yeah, people were saying Arizona's blued out.
If you're in the chat,
this is as much. Let me see.
Try to keep from saying too much stuff, and we'll just kick people out if they're promoting gayness.
So if you're on the chat, just try to refrain from saying anything too crazy.
We'll just boot them.
We'll just boot those people out. So
this is as much as I could zoom out.
Yeah, it's 78% reporting in Arizona, and Trump is at 45%, I believe.
45%
in all of Arizona, I believe.
Okay, so we got 53%, 45%.
So Jay, if you want, you could call in. If you really want to talk about it that bad.
Who's Jay?
Saying Psalm 139, it says, "Do not I hate them that hate thee, O Lord? I hate them with perfect hatred."
For those of you on YouTube, Ray's answering someone.
And in Romans chapter 1, it says that
he's answering someone on Spoon right now.
Homosexuals hate God. It's how they became homosexuals. So I mean.
Yeah, let's get off that. We're talking about the election. These people always want to bring up the sodomites and all that.
More than 80 million people voted already?
Leviticus 2013.
Yes.
Make Leviticus 2013
law
again.
Hey, David wants to
call
in.
Didn't a pastor recently say that, like, why preach on Leviticus 2013 and stuff? Have you guys heard that?
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow, the numbers just changed. Look at that, 205.
Biden's going to win.
205.
It's over.
Biden is at 205.
We lost, bros.
Oh, California.
Did you mess with the HTML, bro?
Dude, it was at the same rate with Hillary Clinton last year.
Yeah.
Ended up getting like 220.
Okay.
They called California for Biden, but there's literally no votes.
More than 80 million people voted already? Is that?
Yes. Because a lot of it was mail-in.
So, hold on a second. How many people in the U.S.? 350 million?
You're already calling all the West Coast right here.
Not the whole country votes, bro.
Yeah, but that's a lot of people.
I mean, you got a group of people in here.
A lot of people are voting this year. Yeah.
Look what happened to
more than last year, or more than 4 years ago.
Look what happened to Florida.
It was always like that. They still haven't called it for Trump because it's too close.
But it was red right now.
It wasn't. Was it red? I don't think it was red.
I think all of this was red earlier.
No, Florida wasn't. No, they're still waiting on that. Florida's always kind of tight because it's so split.
Tight or like tight cool?
Like
or
tight, like race.
I mean, Revival Baptist is over there. Law of Liberty is over there.
I hate Florida.
How tight can it really be?
So anyways, so again, if Biden wins, then it's good for our churches because of the fact that people wake up. It's bad for the nation, obviously, but, you know, oh well. Because of the fact that we believe that America is Babylon. And if you read the Bible, and if you read End Times Bible Prophecy, you read the book of Revelation, you know, it doesn't end well for Babylon. You know, you see all the tie-ins with America and Babylon and how wicked it's become. And look, I mean, doesn't America deserve to be judged?
Yep. Yeah, absolutely. Can't think of a place that deserves it more.
Yeah. Yeah. All the blood that's on America's hands.
I feel like God, you were talking about this like the other day, how God can like reach out his hand and his hands can stay extended. His hand is stretched out still. Yeah, exactly, yeah. I feel like God isn't, like, we've got it pretty good, like, for, like, how wicked our country is.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
3,000 babies a year are getting aborted, and we're, like, exporting, like, homosexuality around the globe and all this stuff. We've got it good. Like, it's, like, probably, like, one of the better countries to be a Christian in.
Yeah.
And I think God's saving up all that wrath.
Oh, yeah.
All at once.
Yeah. It will come back into remembrance in Revelation chapter 18.
Yeah. In 1 hour.
He will come back. Babylon will come into remembrance, God's remembrance, and God's going to destroy it eventually, you know? And that's why it's good that you don't put your faith in politics, you know? Don't put your faith in a president. Don't put your faith in politics because that stuff's going
to
fail
you. Go back to the map. So in 2016, Hillary Clinton ended up with 227 electoral votes. Donald Trump, 304.
Yeah.
So he's still under.
All right, let me read this to you. Isaiah chapter 30, verse 1. Isaiah chapter 30, verse 1 says this: "Woe to the rebellious children, saith the Lord, that take counsel, but not of me, and that cover with the covering, but not of my spirit, that they may add sin to sin, that walk to go down into Egypt, and have not asked in my mouth to strengthen themselves in the strength of Pharaoh, and to trust in the shadow of Egypt. Therefore shall the strength of Pharaoh be your shame, and the trust in the shadow of Egypt your confusion." There's going to be a lot of confused people tonight if it doesn't go the way of the conservatives. Mm-hmm. Let's just be honest.
Yeah, let it be.
Yeah.
Can you bring?
But I believe it is.
Can you bring up the electoral map for 2016?
Who cares?
You know
who cares?
They were talking about that.
Oh,
and those same people.
No, so we're comparing it to this one right now.
Because the vote didn't go their way, they're going to be offended in Christ. Like, oh God, you let us down.
Yeah, that's right. Yep.
That's retarded.
Absolutely, Larry. Let's see what we got here.
Is it this one?
Yeah.
So it's 2016. 204 to 227.
That's the one.
No, it's 304 to 227.
What do we have?
232 to 306. Okay, whatever.
Okay. There you go.
See, so what does it look like right now?
You happy? What was Canada's?
That was for you. That, you and Ray were arguing about that.
Yeah, you guys were on it.
Looks the exact same.
So far.
Looks the exact same.
Yeah.
All right, gentlemen. Well, do we got anything else or what?
You mean you want to quit?
What the heck?
Well, I mean, what are we just looking at maps this whole time, bro? I'm not trying to look at maps the whole time. I just like ooh and ah at the maps.
I like
maps. Are we going to look at the numbers of the maps the whole time?
Let people call in.
Let's get something to talk about. What we got? What's going on, Hike?
Just work. Same old thing. Gonna wake up in the morning.
All right, let's more photos. Here we go. Here we go. NM Dick. I think he called last night as well.
Oh, that's my buddy.
Here we go. Hello. Hello.
Hey, man. How you doing today?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good.
Yeah, we talked last night, right? Is that you? Did you call in last night?
I don't know.
You don't know if you called in last night? Are you the guy? No, oh, no, this is someone else.
The guy from San Antonio.
He goes oh, this is Alphabet or Soup or something.
Oh.
What's going on, man? All right, keep it clean because we're live right now. I don't support Biden. I don't support Biden. None of us. Hey, none of us here support Biden.
To the people in the chat.
Oh, okay, in the chat.
I'm just saying for everyone that supports Biden, y'all are entitled to your own opinions. But I've been spit on. I've been called sexist, racist, homophobic just for being a Trump supporter. Trump gave up a billionaire life to be ridiculed, called a liar, put through all this shit for the people he left.
We get called out for being Christians.
Yeah,
preaching the Bible.
Yeah, I don't know if it's a good idea to
call in from like you had a call from NM Dick.
How do you like? How do you hang up here? That's the only thing. Is just like you can't answer these phone calls. They get a little too crazy on these things that we have in our life. You know,
maybe pick it up from people you know.
Yeah, that's. I was trying to answer NM Dick, but he's not. He didn't. Somehow, didn't. It went to that guy instead.
That's my buddy in Canada, actually.
Oh well.
Stayed upon the Lord. Doesn't matter who wins.
Amen.
A lot of these Trump people that call in, they seem pretty stupid. I'm rethinking it.
He's rethinking it. What, are you going to vote? Are you going for Biden now?
Well, for Biden right now.
I'm riding for Biden.
Riding for Biden now.
Riding for Biden.
Dreamland right now.
Is that what his catchphrase was or what?
No, that's just what people said.
That'd be a good catchphrase.
It would be.
Hey, dude, I'd definitely vote for him. Just saying homophobic slurs because we don't want to get kicked off, so I'll just kick people out. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
NM Dick's on.
All right, is he on? All right, what's going on, brother?
Hello? Hey, how are you on?
Good, how are you? You called, you're the one who called in last night, right?
Yeah, I called last night.
How's it going?
Good.
What's up?
Yeah.
This conversation is going nowhere. No, I'm just kidding. What's going on? You got a question? You got a comment? What do you think?
Yeah, well, I just want to say, you know, my dad and I, we're listening. We're up here in Canada, right? And my dad just wants to say, you know, watch what you say about Canadians.
No.
Yeah. We have one right next to us.
Yeah.
No, more than one.
Are you trying to censor me? Is this like a Canadian thing or what? Are you trying to censor me?
No, I'm just imposing. I'm just imposing.
You're just imposing.
Imposing what?
Yeah, like you know, you've got a so-called Canadian there, but you know he repented of his Canadian.
He renounces
Canadian
hostage, bro. if you say anything else, we might hurt him.
Help, Dick! Help me.
Yeah. Yeah, Adam's been a blessing to our church. I'm thankful that he's in our church.
And cursing.
No, no, no. Someone mute Marcos. Marcos, can you mute yourself? He's been a blessing. I like Adam. Yeah, he's a smart guy.
Robert. He's going to be a good father. I'm sure he's a good tradition here at church.
Yeah, man. His wife's expecting, and so pray for him. Pray for him and his wife that all would go well.
Thanks, man.
His son's going to be an American. Oh, man.
His son's going to have actually citizenship.
He's happy about that. He's a son, you're going to vote.
His son's actually going to have citizenship.
Son, rule number one, vote.
He's going to name his son Adam, too, so he could use like, his ID. He's going to
be an American.
He's going to use his son's ID to go vote.
Does he get dual citizenship? Does she talk about the American election? Triple
citizenship? Say that again.
You know, a lot of Canadians, they actually talk about the American election.
What do they say?
Yeah, what do they say?
Well, they're just like, well, you know, they're saying there's going to be riots and stuff, and it's just kind of the typical stuff. But to me, it just looks like theater.
Yeah, yep. It's fun to watch, right?
It's drama.
It looks like a sitcom.
Yep, I agree. I agree with that. One. That's why I was actually telling my wife earlier today, I was thinking to myself, like, this is just, I'm excited about tonight and this week just because I'm excited to see either or camp lose it.
Yeah, let's do this.
Like, they're just.
Right. It could be either.
Yeah. Yep. So who do you think is going to win?
Well, I believe Trump's going to win because it looks exactly the same. The way the media is treating it and the way that all the liberals I know, you know, I know people at work that are like, oh, he's not going to win.
Yeah.
It's like, that's what they were saying 4 years ago.
Right.
It's like, don't you remember?
Yep.
Well, to comment on that, I think there is probably a higher chance of Biden winning than there was of Clinton. Because in 2016, a lot of people thought like Trump was the joke candidate. And like, no way he could win.
Yeah.
And a lot of Democrats
stayed home. I remember that.
So I think there is slightly a higher chance just because people are way more like awake now.
Yeah, I think they want to tell you a story. I think it still plays into their story.
Right.
Because.
So what are you gonna do? What are you gonna do if Trump wins?
I'm gonna probably try to find the nearest parade and probably wave my American flag around.
In Canada?
hey, on Twitter, like, one of the top trending things in America is people moving to Canada. I'm talking about it. Right? It's 223,000 tweets.
Oh, man. What in the world?
You know what you see up here in Canada is the Confederate flag.
Yeah, that's
on
true.
The back of a truck.
That's true.
Really?
Yeah, you see
the weirdest thing. You're like, were you there?
Like, I've been here since then.
There's a place in Canada called Alberta, which is basically like the Canadian Texas.
It's basically the Canadian Texas.
Yeah. And I drove through there once, and it's just like all Confederate flags.
Really?
Yeah. They have them in trucks and windows.
Well, Alberta, I heard Alberta is beautiful, right?
It's pretty. It's
a lot of landscapes and greenery and stuff.
No, you're thinking of British Columbia. You're thinking of where we are.
No. No, I'm thinking of Alberta.
They're both very beautiful.
Yeah, I know a place in Alberta that I've heard about.
Banff?
That's pretty. Yeah, Banff. Yeah, maybe that's what I'm thinking of, Banff.
Yeah.
Well, Banff is nice, yeah.
Well, I mean.
You sound disgusted. I guess Banff. Whatever.
Well, good deal. Well, thanks for calling in, man.
Yeah. Have a good night, guys.
You too. Say hi to your dad. You guys, God bless you guys.
Bye, Nigel. Safe.
Nigel's his name.
Well,
we're going to end this live stream here on YouTube, but we're going to continue the live stream on Spoon. And so if you want to listen more to our live stream here, make sure you download the app Spoon and then follow us. Go to a Wild Olive Tree 16, and then you can call in. But we're going to continue on Spoon. And so any last words, gentlemen?
Yeah.
Trump 2020.
God bless you. Have a good night. And don't freak out. We'll see ya.
Don't freak out.